nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello, good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin. We are coming to you from Juba this evening. Today, our discussion will be focusing about the launch of Central Equatorial State Network of Civil Society Organization that is going to happen here tomorrow in Juba, and a two-day consultation and a validation workshop for the creation of a Central Equatorial State Civil Society Organization Network will provide a platform for exchange of ideas from all key civil society organization stakeholders and also an adaptation to the guiding principles to orient the Central Equatorial State Civil Society Network. And I am already joined here by three of the participants for tomorrow's event that's going to happen here. We shall be finding out more from them as our lines will be open to you later on, where you can call on 091-206-2079 or 091-206-2950. Those are all our lines. You can call and be part of our discussion here. Right now, I am joined in the studio here by three of my guests, Doreen Naudo, who is the director of Sublime Organization, and also she is the secretary general for this network that's going to be launched tomorrow. Good evening and welcome to Radio Mirai once again, Doreen.
Thank you very much.
There is also Atem Abraham Thorne, who is the executive director, Christian Agents for Humanitarian Relief Development, and also the coordinator for this network. Good evening and welcome to Radio Mirai, Aten.
Good evening, my brother. Thank you so much.
And also, I am joined here by Lawson Mbeta from ANMIS Civil Affairs Officer, and the one at least supporting this initiative. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Martin. It's always a delight to be on your platform. Thank you.
Okay, right away, let's begin with maybe Thorne. First of all, why the launch of this Central Equatorial State Civil Society Organization Network? Why?
Okay, thank you so much, my brother, once again for the opportunity. The Central Equatorial Civil Society Network is one of the platforms that is going to help our civil society that are operating in Central Equatoria. As you know, a lot of organizations are operating in South Sudan, and it is very hard for all those organizations to be known. So We come up with this idea so that all the Central Equatoria, all the NGOs or the civil society organizations that are operating in Central Equatoria, they will have a platform that where they will be able to share ideas, they will be able to lob together and to share the valid information. That is the important why we are bringing people, or we are calling people toward the launch of this network, so that we can be able to share our information together. Thank you.
Okay, and Doreen, what is it the significance of this network?
Thank you very much. Coming together, as even the Bible says, where two or three gather together, the presence of God is there. So mm-hmm. One hand cannot uplift all this humanitarian work. Coming together as all civil organizations working in Central Equatoria is going to bring a great impact to Central Equatoria, whereby most of the initiatives have been starting here, but they go out in the states, and Central Equatoria is left out, whereby our head offices are all here and we are working in Central Equatoria, but there is a gap. So coming together this time and launching this network will give a great impact that people in Central Equatoria, not only basically in Juba, outside Juba, are going to benefit. Morobo, Yei, and Kejokeji, all they are going to benefit in this network. Because it's bringing women-led organizations together, men-led and faith-based together, and for one mission, humanitarian work.
Yes, and Meta, why has ANMIS decided to fund this initiative of launching this Central Equatorial State Civil Society Organization Network?
Yeah, thank you very much, Martin. I would want to start off by saying that this is a culmination of a series of engagements we have had with CSOs in the last 12 months. We decided as a civil affairs office to engage with CSOs on a monthly basis to be able to understand some of the realities and challenges they face in their work as advocates in the grassroots communities. So UNMISS decided to support this initiative because we observed and noticed that there was a lack of a platform or a coordination mechanism between the civil society organizations. Yes, they function, they do the activities, but there is no platform, there is no coordination mechanism between the civil society organizations of Central Equatoria. So we thought for an effective engagement with the civil societies, for them to be able to amplify their voice and create an impact in Central Equatoria State, and most importantly, in the socio-political dynamics of the country, it's important we bring them together in a common platform where they can be able to share their ideas, exchange information, and be able to amplify their voices. Thank you.
Okay. And Thona, what are the main objectives of this network that's going to be launched tomorrow? And first of all, how many participants are you expecting to turn up tomorrow?
Okay, thank you so much, my brother Martins. This platform is targeting a lot of people, but we have a limited space as per now, but we target 40 participants for the launch tomorrow, which are the civil society organizations members or the members of the network. But the network is comprised of 1,500 members all.
In Central Equatoria?
In Central Equatoria.
So just make some clarification before we move on. This CEO, are they indigenous of Central Equatoria State or anybody who lives in Central Equatoria, despite the fact that if you come from Warap or Upper Nile or Unity State and you are operating here, you are inclusive?
Well, our network is a diverse network, as I mentioned before. We are people from different state or people from different background. Let me say, my example, I'm from Jangula State, and my organization is operating in Central Equatoria State.
Yeah.
So whoever operates in Central Equatoria State and you are one of the civil society network or a civil society organization, you are part of this network. So we don't discriminate by naming ourselves state, Neg State, Jangula State, whatever state in South Sudan. This one is for all the people operating in Central Equatoria State.
So what are the objectives of bringing all together this network?
Okay, that's very good. As I mentioned before, you know, we have a lot of challenges that are affecting youth in Central Equatoria State. And one of the things, youth, they don't have voice together. So the main objective of this network is to bring together all the youth or all the civil society organizations in Central Equatoria to speak one voice that can unify, or we can talk on one idea that can let the communities or the grassroots communities know what we are talking about. Second to that is to strengthen the capacity of the people that are operating in Central Equatoria State so that they can do things together, like lobbying, as I mentioned before. You lobby together, you share information together, you do some advocacy together in order to bring peaceful coexistence among the people in Central Equatoria State. And I will give the rest to my sister, so we are together here.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, Doreen, has you take over from ATEM. First of all, the issue of women, is it really something to talk about in this initiative we are launching tomorrow?
Okay.
And how crucial is it?
Okay,
to ensure that at least the 35% affirmative action is also inclusive.
Okay, thank you very much. As I said, it is where two or three are gathered. This takes all national civil society organizations that are here, both women-led, men-led, faith-based. So it is an inclusive network. It has inclusivity with people with disability. Like on our launch, we have invited people with disability, the faith leaders. So meaning this network is bringing all categories together. So the 35 is there. Now looking at Doreen is here as the general secretary and a women-led organization, it gives the impact of the women representation in the network. And then on our side of the network, I can give a brief about us. This network just established this year in 2023 as a network, and it's a diverse, as my brother said, civil society organization that is operating within, that is going to start operating within Central Equatoria, taking up the six payans of Central Equatoria to improve collaboration and coordination among all the CSOs for effective advocacy in support for peace and development initiative. And then our vision as a network, our vision is to promote peaceful, flourishing, resilient and prosperous civil society space where development in peace is driven by people, ourselves as the civil society. And then our mission is to strengthen civil society in Central Equatorial State of the Republic of South Sudan, which is responsive, collaborative, representative, resilient and influential through resource mobilization, knowledge sharing, learning and networking, championing for justice and sustainable development for communities. This is bringing us together with some key principles to bind us together as the network, because we cannot work without principles guiding us. That's why we are going to adopt guiding principles tomorrow, but we have the key principles that will lead us after the launch.
Where is the venue tomorrow?
The venue tomorrow is going to be at Crown Hotel, starting at 8:30 up to 4, 5.
Late in the evening.
Yeah, for the 2 days,
okay.
Yes.
Now, Meta, I know that this your department is only focusing on Central Equatorial State, but before somebody calls in and say, what about the rest of the states? Because I'm very sure if you open lines now, people listening to you in Warap, in Unity State, in Western Equatoria, Eastern Equatoria, they will say, we also want a similar thing. So, You need to allay this kind of fears before people call in and begin asking you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Martin. This is an initiative which is encouraged. Some states have already been able to come together as a network, but we didn't have that kind of initiative in Central Equatoria.
Yeah.
So we, at the level of the field office, we decided to facilitate this initiative. But I think some other states, I cannot cite them exact, but I know there are two or three states that are already formed.
Similar issue.
Similar, exactly.
Hmm.
So it's an initiative which we hope is going to be replicated in other states so that all the states can have a network and then they can come together and even form a bigger one.
Okay.
Yes.
Hmm. Right. And Ton or Doreen, you can answer this. What do you aim to achieve at the end of these 2 days launching of this CEO network?
Okay, thank you very much. Our aim, we are looking at coming up as civil society organization with one body that puts us together with the key principles that will bind us, and we are going to collaborate and network together at the end of the day. One, we are going to launch the network to be legally operational in the state, in the Central Equatorial State. Wherever we shall go, we shall be known that this is the network. Our RRS will be there to honor the day and to officiate it. We are going to have, at the end of the day, a leadership that will be taking us through for 2 years, the tenure that we agreed upon in several meetings. We are at the end of the day, we shall have people to guide us, our tentative or interim leadership that will be reinstated by the RRC, so it will be official and we shall be able to network. The people we have invited, the dignitaries from EU, wherever, they will be there to endorse, to sign, and we have our board where everyone will come the board of signing, where they will have to commit themselves, our visitors that we have seen, they have launched and they are ready to go. So we are aiming at seeing ourselves set free as civil society organizations operating within Central Equatoria and partnering with many partners and donors, seeing to it that whatever was missing in St. Equatoria's humanitarian reach, we reached there. They had to reach areas like Morobo, Yei, where things were hard for other organizations to reach there, and because they never had maybe RRC or registration to reach there, a civil St. Equatorial network, we shall be able to reach out to such areas. And at the end of the day, the grassroots, not Juba, because when you talk about St. Equatorial network, they will think it is Juba.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is not only Juba. It is Yei River County, it is Morobo, it is Kajokaji, Lanya, Terekeka. Yeah. So all are going to benefit,
including
after
Juba County also.
Including Juba County.
Now, it's Tone, it's like if, from what Doreen is talking about, this is apportioning yourself some positions where you are going to be. What about the local people? How will this network benefit them, apart from being the Secretary General, the coordinator, and all this kind of thing?
Well, actually, thank
you. What are the many programs you think should be benefiting the local people who are in hard-to-reach areas, like Doreen have mentioned?
Okay, thank you so much, my brother. Actually, you know, by the end of 2 days, as my sister said, there's additional word which I want to add, and then I will come to your question.
Mm.
By the end of 2 days, we will be able to have our strategic plan, because all the people that we are going to invite, they will help us on forming the strategic plan that will help the vulnerable people. If you can see, most of the people in Central Equatoria State, most basically like Kejokeji, they are in a hard-to-reach area due to insecurity and some other factors that delay people on the road. So our network is going to increase the collaboration with the people on ground, because we have multiple stakeholders which we are going to work with. We are not going to work only with civil society organization, but we are also going to work with the government agencies that are already on ground. So those people will be our stakeholders that we are going to use as a tool of reaching the people at the hard-to-reach areas. So our network is willing to support those people who are in the hard-to-reach areas like Lanya, which are part of Central Equatoria, and places like Yei, because nowadays Yei is not accessible by road, but you can only access Yei by air. But those people, we can count them, they are in hard-to-reach areas. So we will work hand-to-hand with those people on ground in order to establish something like a coordination forum that we will be able to share information and some other things.
Right. And is this has to do with the anticipated upcoming election in 2024? What will be your role? Is it any way connected to that? Because people will be wondering, why are you coming up with this thing at this particular time when people are also heading towards this much anticipated general election in 2024.
Okay, thank you very much. Like our theme goes for the day, it is enhancing civic space.
Mm-hmm.
We are not calling it a political launch. We are launching this to increase the civic participation of the
civil population.
Yes, it's not political oriented, but we are looking at also educating our community. We are going into the political era, whereby people need to know to read what they are voting or what. As we are increasing the space where we are going to see the people at the grassroots being able to participate, to know their right, to know that they need peaceful coexistence. So this will help also to put up a free and fair at the end of the day election, because everyone will understand, I did this because it is my right.
Mm-hmm.
I did this because it is my duty as a leader to do this. Or I stood and fell just because they didn't vote me, but I did my best because it is my right to stand, to be so and so. But we are not advocating for any political party or what, but we are increasing participation of the organizations and the people at the grassroots to know that this is time for the youth to stand. This is time for the women to voice out their voices, to know that instead of sitting down, they should speak out and they are heard. They are not to just sit, they have to own something, they have to do something as women. As youth, this is the time for you to do this and to engage in this. That's why this network has come up, to be the voice of the voiceless, to be the voice of the people at the grassroots, to see that we increase this civic space that was small, that was not known even to many in the outside of Juba, to be known and to engage the communities at the grassroots with us.
After the 2 days launching Mbeta, what will be the role of ANMIS after the launch? Because you are now supporting these activities that's going to end in 2 days. Looking beyond that, do you have any further role in terms of supporting them financially? Because one of the major challenges, if I ask them right now, will be the issue of funding.
All right. Thank you very much, Martin. The CSOs will continue to remain a partner, like the women, the youths, and any other key stakeholder within Central Equatorial State. So they remain our partners after the launch, and we'll continue to support them after the launch in initiatives which are important for the peace process. So it's not an initiative which will end just after the launching, but we'll continue to work with them on initiatives of reconciliation, peace, and even civic education when it comes to preparation for elections. So the CSOs network will facilitate our engagements with CSOs and our ability to reach grassroots communities. You know, they are spread out, and it's easy to work with them as partners to be able to get right down to the grassroots communities, especially as we prepare for upcoming elections.
Right. If you've just joined us right now, you're listening to Nationwide. My name is Sani Martin. We're coming to you from Juba this evening. And in the studio, I have Lawson Mbeta, who is the Civil Affairs with the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. And Doreen Naudo, Director of Sublime Organization, and she is the Secretary General for the network. Atem Abrahamson, Executive Director, Christian Agents for Humanitarian Relief Development, and also the coordinator for this network. And we are discussing the launching of Central Equatorial State Network of Civil Society Organization tomorrow. That's going to happen here in Juba, and the event will begin in the morning at around 8 till late in the evening. You have heard from them. They will be moving in these areas of hard to reach areas in Central Equatorial State. And if you've got any question for them, do call us on 0912062079 or 0912062950 or 0929686297. Send us your comment or SMS number 0912177141. Those are all our lines. You can get in touch with us here and put your question to my guest this evening. Hello. Hello, Redmire.
Yes, good evening. It's Martin, and our guest is in the studio.
Good evening to you. Your name and where you're calling from?
You are speaking to Aguer Kurdi from Awi.
Okay, Aguer, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much for the program, and I thank also our guests for the program and that they have narrated. And I have two questions to them. My first question is, I heard them talking that they will be able to reach people under the grassroots. And how will it be possible for them to reach those who are in deep grassroots there, that they think they will spread the information to them? How will they make it? This is one thing. Number two, as you are not given a space by the government sometime to enlighten the communities, as you have come with this initiative, do you think you will be allowed so that you give the clear message to the communities? These are the two questions I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Aguer from Awil. Hello?
Yes, good evening, Sani Martin.
Good evening to you.
Andrea Camilo Ongwam, I'm calling from Fagao area in Kange Fayam.
Okay, Andrea, go ahead.
Okay, I'm very glad to have the civil society network in the studio. I have a question for them. Yes, perhaps you have the civil society network, but I'm here in Kange, but I didn't see your car one day, one time, visit my Fiam, where I'm calling from. So, to have Honey Civil Society representative across all 10 states plus 39 county and boomers, plus those people in the village or not? If not, why you don't have them?
Okay.
In all those places.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah. 091206-2079 is our line. You can call and be part of our discussion. There is another question here coming in from Pony. And Pony is writing from Munich and says, my question goes to Doreen. As a woman representing us in this network, do you have a very specific activities for women where you are going to advocate that can benefit women in this country, because women have been marginalized so much and they are not benefiting from anything? Could you be specific on which program you will advocate for women's right in this network? Okay, Aguero from Will was asking that how will it be possible for you to reach to people who are in these hard to reach areas in Central Equatorial State, for example? And he was also, his second question was, sometimes you may be restricted or prevented by the state from carrying out your activities. How prepared are you to tackle these challenges once it happens? And Andre Camilo was asking, there are some places in the country where you'll never see any sign of civil society activities happening in some parts of the country. What is being done to extend services to areas where there are no civil societies, but their services are highly needed? Yes, let's begin with Doreen with this question from Ponini Moniki here.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Sunny. Pony, thank you for the great question, because really we need a representation as women. You said you have a very specific program, like we have not gone through into the details of the Central Equatorial State Civil Society Network, but if you look at our guiding principles and thematic areas we have, there is a specific cluster that is considering the women, that is the gender cluster, that is under protection cluster. So really we have programs we are going to advocate for as women who are seated on the secretariat, as Doreen with other, our chair is even a lady, for now the interim leadership. So we have the gender cluster or the gender subcluster under protection, where all the women, GBV, we have all other women empowerment programs will be advocated for under that cluster. So Pony, be sure we shall reach out to many vulnerable women, to all the women in hard-to-reach areas, and they'll benefit from this network.
Okay. And maybe you can take the first question of Aguirre about how do you intend to reach to areas whereby there are no roads, sometimes insecurity?
Okay, thank you very much, Abel.
Aguel
from
Awil. Yes.
Thank you very much for the beautiful question. It's really a big question which has been asked by many. Yes, Central Equatoria does not mean Juba only. It means the wider area of the six counties. That is Yei, Rivers. My brother said you cannot reach there without going by plane. You look at Kejikeji, Ranya, where there are really security issues. We are promising, we are giving our word as the Central Equatoria Network, we shall reach to that grassroots Boma or small village in Payam in Central Equatoria. We are going to come to the grassroots. We are now using this criteria of bottom to up. Mm-hmm. We are starting from the grassroots. We are not saying we are going to go as the interim leadership. We are going to use the civil societies that are in the place to advocate for this Central Equatoria. Our criteria, it will be in our strategic plan. We are not going to start from Juba. We are starting with the civil society organizations that are at the grassroots to be the voices of the network, because they're already part and parcel of the network. If there is an, for example, a civil society organization in Awil doing women empowerment, that is the organization we shall look at coordinating with partnering with to see that it reaches, because it's already there, it's operating with the people, they know the people they're operating with, so they will start with us and we give the power, we support them to see that every grassroots individual benefits from the network.
Okay, yes, yes. The issue of you are fighting for civic space, but at certain point you may be denied that space you are fighting for by the state.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate my brother who brought this this question.
Mm-hmm.
In South Sudan, let me say general, in South Sudan, we have a lot of challenges that are affecting us, but we cannot run away of the problem, because in every problem there must be a solution. So our solution has come now, which is a Central Equatorial Civil Society Network, which we are going, and that's why our SIM is telling us to enhance the civic space in Central Equatorial State. Though we are not going to go to other state, we have our members who are already existing or who are already operating in those state, which are going to follow the same SIM that we are going to create. So, you know, if our right is being denied, we cannot keep quiet, mm-hmm. because keeping quiet no mean what? You are satisfied with that. We need to talk, because this is our time now. We civil society organization, not say network, civil society organization, to raise our voice so that we will have a solution to our problem. And if we keep quiet, the problem will not be solved. So this is what I understand about the question.
Yes.
If our right is denied, we cannot keep quiet, we cannot sit back, we go and make noise a lot so that we will be given our right. And that's the aim of the network.
Andrea Camilo was asking about there are certain areas in the country where you will never find any sign of the civil society organization in those areas. What are you doing to ensure that you also reach to those areas, because there are people who need your services?
That's very good. You know, we have 79 counties across South Sudan and 10 in 10 state and 3 administrative area. So these 79 counties, we are going to try our level best. Though we will not be there, our members that are already there, what we will do, we will increase the collaboration with other civil society which are already existing in those areas, so that we will reach those Payam and the boomers which are left out. You know, my organization, let me say, my own organization, we are not all of us South Sudan, but we are trying our level best to be in South Sudan. But we cannot cover the all 79 counties. So we are now in 17 counties out of 5 states. So we have 79 counties, but we took 17. Out of 79. So other people, if Doreen can take 5 or 10 other people, we increase collaboration among ourselves, and that's why our network is working on collaboration and sharing of information together.
Okay. Two questions coming by our SMS number here, and one to Doreen, and this one here is just an open question. It says, one of the challenges you're going to encounter is funding. So how do you intend to bridge the gap of funding that will take you from here to Morobo County, for example? That is coming from Lopai in Monike, Block A. And this one is from Stella, and Stella is saying, my sister Doreen, you have talked enough, we have heard you, but we have a big challenge in Central Equatorial State about raping. So many ladies and young kids are being raped on daily basis, and sometimes some of the perpetrators are caught and tried, but some of them go unpunished. Do you have a way of also incorporating this issue of SGBV into your activities to ensure that at least it is either eradicated or minimized, because women have suffered enough? That's from Stella.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sunny. Stella, thank you for the question. It is really touchy. Yes, we know about the increased rape cases, and record of recent last week, we had the same workshop with UNIMIS Gender Department, whereby they're looking at prevention and response on SGBV, and I was part of the team called for the workshop. For this part, with our Central Equatorial Network, with the GBV cluster, gender cluster, together with the UNIMIS, we are going to lobby to see that at least all these cases will get they will get reasonable justice through all the pathways we are going to create for the GBV victims, all the responses we are going to respond to the cases as Central Equatoria Network and our gender cluster. We shall put up at least a team. We can call them coordinators or GBV actors in our gender cluster to work only and only on GBV cases, because we have realized this is the major issue affecting the women here. And if you come to look at the Juba streets, full of street kids. Why? Because they are neglected by parents. Some of them are children born out of rape, because you cannot have a child, even don't know the father. So these are the cases we are going to see that gender cluster will work on it and see to it that at least women are catered for, children are catered for, and the SGBV cases are reducing. We shall lobby for it and to find solutions to it, sir.
Yes, on the issue of funding.
Well, actually, that's very good. Thank you. It's a very nice answer, which is the problem to all the NGOs, not even the civil society network in Central Equatoria. This issue of funding, I can say funding, the lack of funding is a stepping stone, which in every house, you know, you have a foundation whereby you can begin, then you put the other things in until the time you will finish the house. The reason why I bring this one, all the organization, by the time you begin, funding is a problem to you, or getting where to establish your office is a problem. But we cannot run away of the problem, as I mentioned before. Lack of funding, we are the one complicated it. We civil society, or we all the national NGOs, let me say up. The reason why I say so, when we get the money from a donor like UNIMES, we run away with the money. And that's why most of the donors are running away of single NGO. Having a network like this, there's no way we can complicate the things again, because, you know, the network is having a secretariat that will be handling the things for funding. If we get a small money, it will not be like other single NGO. So what I mean, most of the donors now, they trust a network, but they don't trust a single NGO, like my NGO. They don't trust it. So we cannot say, we cannot rely on funding. We have a lot of innovative idea that if we apply those innovative idea, we'll be able to generate our money.
Okay.
We cannot rely on the issue of the funding, because all these issues of funding, they are short-term asset. But if we rely on our innovation, we will be able to generate our own money.
Right.
As a network. Thank you.
Okay. You can still call us on 0912062079, or you can also send us, like the rest are doing, your question to our SMS number 0912177141, or you can choose to call us direct on our line 0929686297 and ask your question right here, because in the studio I have three of my guests, and we are looking at the launching of Central Equatoria State Network of Civil Society Organization tomorrow. That's going to happen here, and you have heard from my three guests here, Doreen and Atem plus Mbeta, who is from ANMIS Civil Affairs. Hello, Lady Mire. Hello.
Danny Martin.
Yes.
Anna
Kwesa, I'm not getting my habit to be so I'll take it. Hello? Yes, Monut? Yes, sorry. You can call back on the same line. Hello, Lady Mira? Yes, I think we have some network problem. Question coming in here from Deng in Tomping. And it says, it goes to the civil affairs officer with you in the studio. He says, I would like, first of all, to thank the civil affairs for the job they have done. They have done a lot in terms of bringing peace in the country and in Central Equatoria State. He wants to know, what guarantee do you have that this network you are supporting to be launched tomorrow will yield the much needed outcome you expect? Because now you are investing or injecting money into the network. Are you optimistic that they will deliver what they stand for? That's from Deng in Tomping here in Juba.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Deng. I want to say we are very optimistic And I want to say this is one among other initiatives we are taking to enhance the civic space in Central Equatorial State. We have accompanied these civil society organizations, like I said, through engagements for about the past 12 months. So we understand their strengths, we understand their weaknesses. And like I said, we are not going to end after the launch.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to continue partnering with them in as much as they will take the lead in organizing and coordinating the activities. We remain as partners to be able to support them in areas where they have weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we are looking up to initiatives of, for example, building their capacities in issues of maybe negotiations and how to raise funds for themselves so that the idea or this initiative is sustainable. So it's going to be a continuous process. It's going to be a partnership which we will which will be sustainable over time. Thank you.
Yes, Thorn, what do you want to achieve at the end of the day through launching this network of CEOs for Central Equatoria?
Okay, that's very good. Thank you so much for the question. To me, what I want to achieve by the end of the 2 days, as I mentioned before, you know, most of the civil society organizations, they are having one challenge in South Sudan, which is lack of collaboration. So by the end of the day, I will step on to collaborate with other civil society organizations so that we will be able to spread widely, or our coverage will be speedy.
So do you also believe that the issue of duplicating the same job will be can easily be avoided through this network? Because, for example, your organization or your network or your civil society is doing the same thing, HAS is doing the same thing, and mine is doing the same thing. Do you think by coming together, you'll now get to know each other very well and ask questions as to what you do and all this kind of thing?
Well, that is it. Because, you know, a lot of people are operating in Central Equatoria, but duplication of the resources is the one affecting most of us. Because you go to donor and I go to donor and it is the same Central Equatoria which we are implementing the same projects in. So by coming together, it will reduce this issue of duplication of resources. Because we will get to know one another, you are implementing this activity. So if you are implementing peace, for example, peace, I will not be able to come back again for peace to Juba County. I will come with another program to come and implement in Juba County. So Doreen will come with different program to come and implement apart from peace, like civic education. I will come with civic education. If you come with peace, then Doreen will come with what? With advocacy and some other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So duplication of resources will not be able, will not happen again.
Yes, Doreen, at the end of these 2 days, what are your expectations?
I expect to see a strong built network which is ready to share knowledge, which is ready to bring up a great impact in Central Equatoria, a network that is going to embark on a journey to see that it changes the life of South Sudanese in Central Equatoria from the grassroots to the city.
So what are the major challenges you expect to encounter on the way to the final or to the promised land?
Okay, first and foremost will be insecurity,
mm-hmm.
because really these are hard-to-reach areas, but we are optimistic and hopeful,
mm-hmm.
to say to it that we shall reach to these hard-to-reach areas and we shall maneuver through.
Okay.
Mm.
So what mechanisms done have these things should be put in place to ensure that there is a proper communication? Because one of the issues is coming together. You meet today, tomorrow. When you disperse, channeling your information through one communication channel is another issue, because sometimes to transmit one message from point A to B will be a big issue. What do you think should be done to enhance communication among all the networks in Central Equatoria State?
Well, thank you so much. Actually, you know, it's going to be the work of our secretariat, you know, because our secretariat will be the one handling all these issues. One, in Central Equatoria, we are going to make sure our secretariat are trained or the capacity is built, because the lack of communication sharing or lack of information sharing in Central Equatoria is the one affecting most of the NGOs. As I mentioned before, because I will be able to bring the reference of what is happening in the community. Mm. Most of the NGOs, sharing information is very hard. You will not be able to get the information. So, at the end of the launching, we'll be able to lower the resources, or we'll be able to request UNMISS to build our capacity, the capacity of the secretariat, so that sharing of information will not be a problem to all of us. Though those members are not going to be part of one network, we'll be able to have a universal network that is going to combine all the 10 states. And that one, this way we'll be able to channel our communication to. In any information coming from that national, it will come to Central Equatoria, it will go to Jongole, it will go to Baralgazal, Western Unity and Upper Nile. All those states will be under one communication channel.
Okay, and finally, as we conclude, because our time is up, before we conclude, just one quick one. After the launch tomorrow, when do you expect you to hit the road and begin working? Immediately or after some time?
Immediately, because we already have our office.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what can the citizens of Central Equatoria expect from this network you're going to launch tomorrow, finally?
Actually, Juba, Yei, Kajokeji, Lanya, and Marobo, Terekeka, just wait for a great network coming to your area to reach out to you and to increase the civic education in our communities. So let them expect a lot from us, because we are young, we are ready to embark on this journey to see that we create a great change in the country and Central Equatoria at large.
Okay, Thorn.
Yes.
Finally, your final word.
Actually, I would like to say thank you so much for hosting us, and our teams at the grassroots are really enjoying. Let me say my people on the ground now in those areas which we mentioned before are really waiting for our support. So I would like to tell my people, as our mission say, we can be better together. That is our motto, we can be better together. And this is what I would like to say. All of us, including where you are, all the six states, all the six counties, mm-hmm. in Central Equatoria, we were gonna be better together. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, and better. What more? What support can this team expect from you? And how do you continue working with them? Because I know you have been doing a lot, like you said, over the past 12 months. A lot is being done behind the doors.
All right, like I said, we are partners, and as partners, we will continue to work with each other. We recognize their strengths, we recognize their weaknesses, so we will support them in areas where it's important for them to improve on their strengths, in areas where they have weaknesses. Like I said, this initiative is aimed at enhancing civic space, so we are hoping that this is going to be a platform where they'll be able to adequately channel their concerns. They'll be able to adequately amplify their voices for influence at the level of decision making.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And with that, we have come to the end of our first hour discussion of Nationwide. The news will be coming next. And after that, join my colleague David Lucan for the second hour of Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin, and we are discussing about the launch of Central Equatoria State Network of Civil Society Organization. That will be happening here tomorrow. And I had Doreen Naudo and Atem Abramson, plus Lawson Mbeta. All of them will be here tomorrow for their launch. Thank you so much. Stay tuned.